and welcome to the program UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about a UFO seen flying over King Charles' coronation. That's correct, a UFO seen flying over King Charles' coronation. Now, I'm going to put a link at the Buy Me a Coffee website, and you can see this picture. It's really something. You have these 8 fighter jets flying in formation, and above them, directly overhead, is this UFO, clear as day. And people are describing it as an acorn-shaped UFO. It's quite smaller than the fighter jets, at least it appears to be. And it looks like it's, you know, in the foreground. So I don't think this thing could possibly be a drone. I mean, who would be flying a drone this close to these fighter planes? This thing is really strange. They got a great picture of it here with the UFO circled in red. Now, the article comes from IrishMirror.ie. Written by Simone Collinane, Sam Ormistrand, Sian O'Brien, dated May 7th, 2023. The title says, UFO seen flying over King Charles' coronation is mystery object spotted over aircraft. Then it says, Simon Balsam noticed the strange object overhead the Red Arrow's aircraft during the coronation ceremony. It says, a photographer claims to have pictured a UFO airborne over King Charles' coronation on Saturday. Simon Balsam, 59, was taking snaps of the aerial show, which was scaled down due to weather conditions, when he picked up the unusual object. The photographer says he has no clue what the object is, adding that there have been numerous similar sightings in the East London area in recent times. Goes on, it says the image showed the Red Arrow's aircraft in flight heading toward the Mall in London. However, slightly above is a red object. Due to the conditions, Simons did not review the photos until Sunday morning, after which he noticed the unusual object in a single frame. So this thing must have just phased in and out. So he's taking these pictures, and he just notices one frame of them with the UFO in it. Boom. There, then it's gone. He said, I was shooting some photos from the 13th floor of my apartment building in Limehouse while the Red Arrows did their flyover. The weather was bad, so there were no birds in the air, and I couldn't really see the plane, so I didn't check the photos until later. He thought, what the heck? I enhanced the image and tried to increase the spec to see what it was. It looks like a floating acorn or something. All I could get is that it had a little bit of a red top, but I just have no idea what it could be, the snapper said. Well, that would be the definition of an unidentified flying object. Now, we have another one here from the Mirror. Kind of says pretty much the same thing, but we'll take a look at it. It says, UFO spotted flying over coronation as mystery object seen hovering above Red Arrows. A photographer snapped a UFO flying over the coronation yesterday during the Red Arrows flypast. Simon Balsam, 59, was taking pictures of the aerial display, which was scaled down due to the rainy weather. When he spotted the unusual object, the snapper says he has no idea what the object is, saying that there have been a lot of unexplained sightings in the East London area recently. Brilliant pictures show the Red Arrow aircraft flying toward the Mall in London, but slightly overhead a red object hovers above them. And they have this thing blown up, and it does look almost like a pyramid-shaped object. And the weird thing is that when you look at this magnified version of this craft, the top side of it, the left upper side of this craft, it's almost triangle shaped. It has a very almost pinkish red color to it. Weird. Due to bad weather, he did not check the photos until this morning when he spotted the unusual object in one frame. So this thing just, I mean, it was there and then it was gone, so it's understandable that people wouldn't have noticed it. He said, I was shooting some photos from the 13th floor of my apartment building in Limehouse with the Red Arrow, while the Red Arrows did their flyover. The weather was so bad there were no birds in the air, and I couldn't really see the plane, so I didn't check the photos until later. When I did, though, I spotted this weird object and just thought, what is that? I enhanced the image and tried to increase the spec to see what it was. It looks like a floating acorn or something. All I could get is that it had a little bit of a red top, but I just have no idea what it could be. And then it says, there have been lots of UFO sightings recently, so I thought other people might be able to guess what it was. Yeah, and has a picture of the coronation there. The grim weather did not stop Brits and tourists alike from descending on central London. They witnessed the first coronation since the late Queen Elizabeth was crowned 70 years ago. And then it goes on, talks a little bit about the actual coronation event. But this is strange. It's something that we commonly see about these things where they do seem to have interest in major affairs of man. Now, whether you're a fan of the royal family or not, I suppose it's a big deal in the UK, and it would make sense for these things to be there. It's also weird that it just kind of came in and out. It's almost like it really wasn't trying to be seen. But here again, we have this UFO. It's hovering there right above these aircraft. You have to wonder, did that thing show up on the radar? I mean, we're constantly being told, what a danger these things are. But you notice in this situation, at least, there was no response from the UK military to try to take this thing down. Very, very weird. Now, we'll take a look at one more article here. Now, it's pretty well known that King Charles's late father, Philip, was pretty interested in the whole UFO phenomena. We can find this article from VanityFair.com. This is from a couple years ago, November 25th, 2020, written by Emily Kirkpatrick. It says, Prince Philip is apparently very into reading about aliens. Of course, talking about the late Prince Philip. The royal has reportedly spent decades collecting a library of books on the subject of close encounters. He goes on and says, like all good X-File fans, Prince Philip knows that the truth is out there, which is why the royal has reportedly spent decades preparing himself for a close encounter of the third kind by compiling a library of books on the subject. According to The Sun, it was Philip's uncle, Lord Mountbatten, who first sparked his interest in the subject of extraterrestrials. Mountbatten wrote an official report about a flying saucer landing on his Broadlands estate in Romsey, Hampshire, after it was spotted by bricklayer Fred Briggs in February of 1955. According to the report, which was kept secret until after his uncle's death in 1979, Briggs claims that he saw a flying saucer hover above the ground and a man dressed in overalls and a helmet emerge before he was knocked off his bike and held to the ground by an unseen force. Now that's definitely reaches the level of high strangeness. And he apparently Mountbatten took this report seriously enough to file an actual official report, but then didn't want it released until after his death. It says last summer, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, of course, this has been 2019 or 2020 maybe. Last summer, the husband of Queen Elizabeth also reportedly brushed up on his knowledge of alien sightings by reading the Hull perspective about the Rendlesham Forest incident, which took place over the course of 3 nights beginning on December 26, 1980, near Suffolk, England. The book chronicles a series of UFO sightings and unexplained lights that took place on two U.S. air bases on those nights, with one officer even claiming he was close enough to touch the spacecraft. In a letter to one of the co-authors of the book, retired West Midlands detective John Hansen, Philip's private secretary, Brigadier Archie Miller Blackwell, excuse me, Bakewell, reportedly wrote, quote, I am certain it will be read with close interest over the summer, unquote. After receiving another book on the topic, Haunted Skies, the Encyclopedia of the British UFOs, Miller Bakewell again replied, quote, His Royal Highness will add this copy to his collection. It will make a most welcome addition to his library, unquote. We can see the old boy had a real interest in these sayings. When asked about his recent revelation of the prince's interest in his book, Hansen told the outlet, quote, Why shouldn't any sensible person have an interest in a phenomena that has baffled mankind for millennia? Well, he's got a point. But I think this just shows that even the royal family at this the high social status they have and literally, from what I've read, billions of dollars at their disposal, it appears doesn't have access to the highest levels of intel on this UFO thing, because if he did, why would he need to buy the books? Obviously, he's curious about this stuff and he's trying to find out what's going on. And you have to wonder if King Charles doesn't have a little bit of the same thing happening here. So we'll take up one more look at another article here and then we'll just close this thing down. So it's long been rumored that the royal family does have some sort of connection with aliens, alien ETs. And a lot of times people look at it possibly as a very nefarious connection. So it's no surprise to me that these things would show up, you know, at the coronation of King Charles. It made perfect sense. I found this next article from ancientmysteries.uk. I didn't have a date on it, but it's from a couple, 3 years ago, apparently, because it still talks about Prince Philip and Queen Elizabeth in the president's tents. Of course, they're both passed away now. It says, British royal family, did they meet aliens? It goes on, it says, recent publications in the UK have confirmed the astonishing fact that the British royal family have made their own investigations into UFOs and aliens. And I just think it's beyond question that these guys are curious about this stuff and have been doing their own investigation. That much is in the mainline newspapers. A royal official has admitted meeting an alien, and a flying saucer was even sighted over a royal country house. Now, this official, you know, talking about this openly, seems like it should carry a little more weight than what it actually has. I mean, just imagine if somebody in a U.S. president's cabinet said, hey, this UFO landed at the president's country house or the White House lawn or whatever, and an alien popped out and we had a conversation. That's basically what happened here in the U.K. It says, so has the Queen met aliens? Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, is the husband and consort of Queen Elizabeth II of England. Of course, they're all passed away now. He has supported the Queen since they were married 70 years ago, but he has also served as a naval officer and as a senior military commander. He has access to the highest level of politics and the military in the UK, and we now have it confirmed that he has shown a lifetime interest in UFOs and aliens. Now, I have to really question how high of access he has, though, because if he did, why is he still searching with books that you can buy online or at a bookstore? It says, although the information was confidential for many years, the publishers of British magazine Flying Saucer Review have confirmed that Prince Philip has had a subscription since the 1950s, and there are many other reports that he has remained seriously interested in the subject. In fact, Nick Pope, who was the British military official who investigated UFOs, said that the Duke's interest was an embarrassment to the British government. Quote, we tried to convince the press that he didn't take UFOs seriously, but when the newspapers found out that the prince was investigating UFOs himself, it undermined our whole case. The Duke has not mentioned the subject of aliens publicly. Royal officials never answer questions about his study of UFOs, but several former officials told us that the Duke has even tried to meet people who have seen flying saucers, including George Adamowski, the first reported human abducted by aliens. It is even possible that Prince Philip met an alien, thanks to the remarkable testimony of Sir Peter Horsley, who was the Duke's equerry, that's personal assistant, for several years in the 1950s. In his biography, Sir Peter has revealed the truth about how far Prince Philip's interest went. At the Duke's request, Horsley used his military contacts to investigate aliens himself. Sir Peter remained a serving military officer whilst overlooking for the Duke. His investigation led to a remarkable meeting in St. Peter's flat with a man he was told was called Mr. Janus, not a typical British name. Janus requested a meeting with Horsley because he had heard about the Duke's research into aliens. Janus did not say that he was an alien and had a British accent, but Sir Peter Horsley was certain that Janus was an alien. He mentioned things that suggested he knew about life on other planets, and Sir Peter was also certain that Janus was able to read his mind. Wow. At the beginning of the meeting, Mr. Janus said he wanted to meet again and ask if he would be able to meet the Duke of Edinburgh at the next meeting to continue the discussions. Horsley does not report whether the alien and the prince ever met, but we have been told by other contacts that, in fact, the Duke did meet an alien representative later, and if he did meet an alien, then surely his wife, Queen Elizabeth, also met one too. It's an interesting thought. Well, I suppose if they were going to come here and they were going to come to the UK, they might want to meet somebody who was, you know, high up the political ladder. It says, Lord Lewis Mountbatten was, and of course that would be King Charles's uncle, was an important member of the royal family too. He was the Duke of Edinburgh's uncle and his mentor and father figure after the death of the Duke's own parent. Mountbatten also was very influential with the Queen and a very major military figure as the most senior naval admiral and head of the entire UK military. Like his nephew, Prince Philip, Lord Mountbatten was fascinated by reports of UFOs and aliens. This interest culminated in an extraordinary report that Mountbatten submitted to the government. Keep in mind, this was submitted to the government. This is not just hearsay. Lord Mountbatten owned a large house in the British countryside near the south coast, a house called Broadlands. Broadlands is over 300 years old and sits in a 2,500-acre estate of woods and fields. So I don't know, what is that, like 3,000 or 4,000 acres or something? It's a huge estate, with several farms as well as country parkland. Although Lord Mountbatten died decades later, and the house is still owned by his family and is a favorite place for British royals to spend holiday time, and so has high security. In the 1950s, Mountbatten was away on military duty when his estate workers witnessed a spaceship hovering near the house and then a field further away. The flying saucer seemed to be investigating the estate, but which was a concern when royals spent so much time there. So when Lord Mountbatten returned home, he interviewed all the witnesses and he himself took statements from them all about the mysterious event. So apparently this thing was seen by multiple people, multiple eyewitnesses of a UFO landing on Mountbatten's estate. He's concerned enough about it that he talks to him, fills out a report. Lord Mountbatten then sent his full report and notes of his investigation to military staff who worked for him. He urged his staff to investigate further because of the risk to royal security as well as his own personal security as head of the British military. Like the Duke of Edinburgh, Lord Mountbatten never spoke publicly about the sighting or the investigation, but we do not believe that it is a coincidence that aliens showed interest in his house when he was so close to the Duke of Edinburgh, as well as being an important military commander. We must wonder, were the aliens and the spaceships trying to find out if there was any information held in the Broadlawn house? I don't know. Maybe they were just trying to make contact. Maybe this... It's really hard to understand why this would happen, but you see this curiosity with the upper class here by these aliens or whatever they are. It says, there is no doubt that Lord Mountbatten thought the UFO was an alien ship. In a letter to a friend, Mountbatten said, they don't come from our Earth. He continued to investigate UFOs after his event. Even when he was head of the British military and his interest continued until his shock death when Irish terrorists killed him with a bomb. Yeah, it seems like he was out in a little boat on a lake somewhere and they blew the whole thing up. There is no doubt that Lord Mountbatten thought the UFO was an alien ship. In a letter to a friend, Mountbatten said, they don't come from our Earth. He continued to investigate UFOs after this event. So it says the British royal family are very important to UK politics and the military, and they have access to many state secrets, so their investigations into UFOs and aliens are important. And as Sir Peter Horsley revealed, he met an alien himself while he was vitally important to palace officials. Sir Peter is not a crank, and we can take his report seriously and give it credibility. After the meeting, Sir Peter returned to a military service and finished his career as head of an important part of the Royal Air Force. His evidence is the proof we need that aliens worked with the British government. It does seem like this guy did, you know, meet somebody that he thought was an alien. He says that he thought that this ET, this person, this humanoid thing, whatever it was, could read his mind. There must have been a reason for that. And it does look like there was some sort of contact made with these off-world entities with members of the royal family. As they said, Mountbatten talks about it here in his letter to a friend. Now, it's almost as if these royals are trying to acknowledge that, yes, these things exist, but they're limited to what they can tell us. So when you read these kind of stories, it seems more and more like, What's happening here is some kind of program where the people at the head of the control system are colluding with whatever these entities are to do what they do and to keep the public out of the loop. And it's almost as if this UFO that was spotted over King Charles's coronation might just be there to check up on the subordinate to make sure that he's doing what he's supposed to do. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.